A bare-chested man swings a beater against a huge gong. A Rank Film Distributors release. PSO and TriStar Pictures present a Terman Foster Company production. A button's pressed and a green undulating waveform is revealed. Film title: Short Circuit. A switch is flicked and a metal spool starts spinning. Starring Ali Sheedy and Steve Guttenberg. Fingers typing on a keyboard and moving robotic mechanisms. With Fisher Stevens and Austin Pendleton. Caterpillar tracks are laid down in a pile. G.W. Bailey. A metal tip on the end of a shaft spins. The shaft flicks back, and another one with a grabber on the end takes its place. The fingers of the grabber open and close like a hand. A motorized camera lens mimics the movements of an eye. Electrical components are soldered, and a magnifying lens passes over circuitry. Someone's hand turns a numbered dial, and a mechanism moves in slight increments. Circuitry is worked on, then a gloved hand screws a large flat lens over an open camera-like shutter. Gloved hands attach a robotic head with two of the lenses for eyes. Parts of the robot twitch back and forth. Behind a clear lens, a shutter retracts and dilates like the pupil of an eye. Satin silver robotic limbs are snapped into place, and a grabber's fingers flex open and closed. A glowing red display reads, Saint No. 5, System Operational. Now, red poppies bob in the breeze in a sunny green field. A shadow falls over them, then the flowers are crushed beneath caterpillar tracks. A large tank trundles over grass, followed by a military truck emerging from a haze of diesel fumes. Soldiers are sitting in the back of the open-top truck as the tank continues across the poppy field, spewing blue-grey exhaust fumes into the sunshine. In a sandbagged bunker not far away, the robotic head rises. Horizontal flaps above and below each eye lens are narrowed, and the lenses light up red, lending it a fierce expression. Another robot raises its head, and a shoulder-mounted laser fires at a vehicle. Another burst destroys the trunk, a third obliterates another vehicle. The tank's turret swivels round to aim at the bunker and blasts it. Sandbags and dirt are thrown high into the air. One of the robots retaliates with a red laser beam that smashes a truck, knocking it onto its side in a massive explosion. As the tank's turret rotates again, the robots attack with combined laser fire. A robot's red lenses go black and its head retracts below the sandbags. The remains of the military vehicles littered the burning poppy field. A soldier's burnt corpse rolls over, but it's only a mannequin. Now one of the robots trundles into the sunshine, driven on two caterpillar tracks.
Enemy neutralized, ladies and gentlemen. Objective completed.
Very nice, good, very nice.
The robot trundles onto the stage area in front of the military audience.
Introducing your host, Dr. Howard Marner, president of Nova Robotics.
While Dr. Howard Marner jogs onto the stage, smiling and waving, two suited technicians work at nearby controls, lining up the other four identical machines. The robots form a line on stage, then turn to face the audience.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to meet Strategic Artificially Intelligent Nuclear Transport, or SAINT as we call it.
The robots rise up on their treads and salute with spiny robotic arms.
If the question is survival, then Saint is the answer. It is, quite simply, the most sophisticated robot on planet Earth. Adaptable to steaming jungles and burning deserts and frozen Arctic wastes. Well, of course, it's adaptable because it's a robot. Therefore, impervious to the ravages of nature.
One man watching in a black uniform doesn't look impressed.
Glass. Eyes. Gin. Tonic. A squeeze of lime. Your cocktail, Dr. Mariner.
Thank you, number two. Just the way I like it. Shaken, but not stirred. Oh, my. One thing we can't control is the weather. The man upstairs is still in charge of that department. So why don't we just move our little presentation back into the lab?
A large sign bordered by colorful flowers reads Nova Laboratories. Two buses pass through the front gate and park outside a large building fronted with tinted glass. A bearded man in a suit gets out, followed by Howard and a red-haired woman.
Oh, and one more thing, Dr. Marner.
Yes, Senator Mills.
Where is the young man who actually designed these things?
Dr. Crosby.
Yes, we were told we'd be meeting with him.
And so you shall.
When?
Soon. Maybe not today, but soon.
Why not today?
Flu.
I'd feel happier about approving this project if I could speak with him.
I'll see what I can do. Would you excuse me for just... I'll be back in just a second.
Norman, boot up the motion control system, please. Don't forget that. It's very important.
Where is he? I need him. Pat!
Excuse me, sir. Crosby, he is hiding in the toilet, sir.
Public relations is everybody's job.
Well, he is saying that the crowds, they are making him dog sick, sir.
Look, he's supposed to be here. I want him here. I pay him to be here.
Well, the last time I am seeing him, he is busy vomiting, sir.
Well, clean him up and send him out to Hobnob. Stat!
Newton Crosby is a young technician in his late 20s. He's programming a robot hand to play a keyboard when Ben appears.
Newton, come on, hurry up. They're waiting for you.
Newton Crosby, you must make instantaneous appearance. Marner says stat. You have to go Hobnob with the bigwigs.
The hand gives him the finger.
Is that a yes or the number to your intelligence quotient, hmm?
Ben, I don't Hobnob. If you like all that PR crap, why don't you go Hobnob? Mingle with the brass. Have a ball.
Oh, I am sick of wearing the dress in his family.
A robot picks up.
Crosby, now don't you hang up on me. I know you're there. I want you up here right away.
Oh, come on, Newton. Swallow your guts. You can do it. Show them that you're a hotshot fun guy underneath your clothes.
Now, what do they need me for? To tell them each robot costs $11 million and it kills people? Ben, a child of four could tell them that.
That is why they are needing you. Now, come on, hurry up.
Just one dance.
Well, I have to go to the Jack, so we wait for me.
The John.
The hand waves.
Oh, yeah, you're doing real good. Just keep working on those last two
Newton,
bars, okay?
Let us go. Let us stick to the program. Okay. Is waiting for
us. Coming through, please. Wine coolers. Perrier, Long Island iced tea. Please take a drink.
Crosby gets here, putting on a tie. He's going to tell you about these peacetime uses. It's got plenty of peacetime.
You mean besides serving gin and tonic?
The only way to secure the peace, Senator, as I'm sure you know, is to be prepared. See, we can parachute these robot guys behind enemy lines. They hide out till the first strike blows over. Then each one of these little boogers carries a 25-megaton bomb right up the middle of Main Street, Moscow, like the mailman bringing bad news. We call it Operation Gotcha Last.
That's what you call ensuring peace.
Oh, yeah, just as you say.
Yeah, well, I think we're all thinking the same way. Would you like to see our control center, Senator?
A man's checking the robots outside.
Hey, Norman, you better get number five off that generator, man.
Okay, I'll get to it.
Suddenly, fork lightning strikes a pylon, sending an electrical discharge crackling through a power relay and a wheeled generator. The charge hits the robots, causing showers of sparks. One of the robots, number five, goes berserk.
What the hell happened?
I don't know.
Oh my God, it's fried.
The men hurry over to it.
I hope you got a few million bucks, because that's what they're going to charge us if this thing is fried.
Everything checks out.
What? It's amazing. It takes a licking and keeps on ticking.
Okay, robots. Verbal command, excess code 29. Report to disarming section.
Get out of here, you little crap bucket. Go on!
Number 5 lurches forwards and fits and starts. Now the other robots trundle along a corridor, following black and yellow diagonal lines on the floor. Each move in perfect unison, except for the last in line. Instead of turning to follow the others, number 5 bangs straight into a wall and keeps on banging into it.
It's the ultimate soldier. Obeys orders, never asks questions.
Originally, I had non-military purposes in mind. I designed it as a marital aid.
Very funny. No, I'm sure we'll all agree that Dr. Crosby has designed a weapon that will keep our world safe for all time.
Howard, what's so safe about blowing people up?
Number 5 steadily flicking a light switch on and off.
Coffee service coming through. Please watch your step. Hot coffee. Coffee service coming through. Please watch your step.
He watches the serving robot appraisingly.
Coffee service coming through. Please watch your step.
He follows, watching her loose lead waggling behind her seductively. Another robot pushing a dumpster runs into him and shoves him out of the corridor through black and yellow doors. Number 5's pushed sideways out onto a truck carrying trash cans. He looks around him in bewilderment, covered with garbage. Then the truck drives off.
Please serve yourself. Have a canapé. Shrimp toast. Caviar. Patty. Salmon mousse. Cheese whiz.
Ah, ladies and gentlemen, our prototypes are here!
The other 4 robots trundle into the room. Suddenly, Howard's grin vanishes, and he sidesteps over to Ben at the door.
I've only counted 4, so tell me I've miscounted.
Gag me with a fork, sir.
What?
Number 5 left at the briefing station, and then it just disappeared.
Oh, God, not today.
Yes, sir, I'm afraid, sir.
All right, call security.
I did, sir. Stat.
Good, you did. Great.
Just stay calm!
The garbage truck stops at the Nova Lab's main gate.
How you doing? Running late as usual.
Yeah.
Okay.
Number 5 spots a butterfly, and he mimics its wing movements with the flaps over his eyes.
I knew it! Goddamn garbage cans. Garbage cans with guns.
Have you got anything, Scrotter?
I've got a straw, which I don't need, because my wife is home cooking a steak, yeah. Which is going to be dried out when I get there.
I think we got it. What's that?
$7.95.
Yeah, what's that? Right there.
Coffee machine.
You're right. That's what it is. It's a coffee machine.
Oh, that's very good, Howard. Now it is time to freeze this place. Seal the door. Slam the gate shut.
At the gate.
All right. Good enough.
The guards signed the garbage truck out.
Engage, Captain.
Having answered his phone, he steps out from his kiosk and worriedly watches the truck depart.
Where did you disappear to?
I was hobnobbing.
Okay, come on over here quick. Come on, quick.
The guys downstairs say number 5 was hit by a huge power surge.
Should have shut down. You tried the return code?
Yeah, no response.
As the truck cruises along a highway, number 5 very gently touches the butterfly, which flutters away. Trying to chase the butterfly, number 5 bursts out the side of the truck and crash lands in the barbed wire fence around a cow field. He looks about him, dazed. Now Newton.
This is very strange. It won't talk to me. You sure number 5 is operational?
Yeah, as far as I know.
Check the LISP coding system.
Okay. Let's try a little emergency override.
Yeah, just let me go get it.
Access code 42721.
Access gained. Number 5 standing by.
Right.
There he is. I've gotten him on your terminal. You're disappointed,
Report your position.
Number 5 still has garbage strewn all over him, and some of it's being licked off by a dog. At Nova Labs, the words malfunction, need input scroll across the screen.
Malfunction, need input.
What the hell does it need input for?
I don't know, I guess it can't triangulate its position.
That's a simple function.
Do you know how to triangulate your position, Howard?
No.
Well, then there you go.
I'm glad you think this is all such a joke, Crosby.
Don't worry, Scrody, you're not going to miss a meal. Just shut it down, pick it up.
The reply to Newton's instruction reads...
Enable malfunction. How can it refuse to turn itself off?
Anybody tried the homing device yet?
No.
Oh, come on, you guys. Use your heads. It's probably right down the hall and... Here it comes. And... Bingo!
Good Lord, it is outside the fence!
Oh, and that is not the worst of it, Dr. Marner.
Don't tell me its laser is still armed.
Bimbo.
Crosby, what's it gonna do?
Howard, it's hard to say. It's malfunctioning. It might not do anything.
But it could decide to blow away anything that moves, couldn't it? Couldn't it, Crosby?
Number 5 is trundling along the highway past the cow field. He swivels his head to look behind him as he goes. Then he turns to face front again, continuing along the road. A hologram projects his position onto a map at Nova Laboratories.
Oh my God, it's not coming back. We've got to destroy it.
No, Howard, you're overreacting. You can't.
Look, let us at least try to catch it first.
Yeah, we'll panic later, okay?
Yeah, what if you don't catch it? What if it goes out and melts down a busload of nuns? How would you like to write the headline on that one?
Nun soup?
Ben! Howard?
What?
Okay, it's malfunctioning. But think about it. What a malfunction.
All right. Look, why don't you get your team together, Scroder?
Duke,
and contain number 5 the best you can.
All right,
and
Howard.
And still avoid an incident.
I'm already moving.
Oh, and Scroder?
Yeah.
You understand, you don't have to blow it up.
You don't have to blow it up, Scroder.
Just try and bring it back in one piece.
One piece will do.
Whatever it takes to put that stupid contraption out of commission, gentlemen, that's what you do.
Yes, sir.
Scroder's team tears out of the facility in a long military convoy.
Give inertial stat. Look, let's scramble one. Maybe the listen up comes through the decoder, huh?
Right. Ready.
Oh, Elmo, what is this?
It's running diagnostics, testing its logic circuits.
Well, let's just bounce one off its magnesium casing. What do you think? I don't know. What is this?
I'm going to reboot.
All right, come on.
All right, let us boot it up.
Return.
See if you can boot it.
D station. Come on, really? Now.
Wouldn't you like to be a pepper, too?
Wouldn't you like to be a pepper, too?
What is going on?
I don't know. It must be the print scanner. It must be reading it someplace.
I am not understanding that reference. Be a pepper, too.
Number 5 rolls over to a gas pump and taps it on the shoulder.
Read input.
As Number 5's body relaxes, he settles down upon his tread section. Then he rolls away. He rejoins the main road. An armored military vehicle with security emblazoned on the front is on the move. A man inside is looking out through binoculars. It runs straight into Number 5.
Did you see something?
Oh God, I hope not.
Well, I saw something.
Yeah, me too.
A display shows that Number 5's right in front of them.
It's right outside.
Captain Scroder.
This is Bravo 4, over. Scroder, what do you got? Over.
He's right in front of us, sir. We're on the bridge out of 101. Over.
We're on our way. Lose it and you're dead meat.
Number 5's being pushed along by the vehicle. They arrive on a bridge and a workman waves them on. Number 5's head rises in front of the driver, who panics, slams closes his window shutter, and hits the brake.
Hey! What do you think you're doing?
Out of control, Number 5 careers off the bridge. As he plunges towards the river, he deploys a parachute.
It's going berserk!
Ben, how'd this happen?
Who is knowing how to read the mind of a robot?
Number 5 descends gracefully above the rooftops, but the tarmac of the highway is beginning to get closer. He lands on top of a startled woman's van. She hears the thud and turns off the main road. The vehicle has Stephanie's snack shack printed all over it.
I am not cut out for this! You did this, Crosby!
Howard.
So you wouldn't have to talk to those people!
Just calm down.
Excuse me, sir, but we're losing its signal. It's going out of range.
Okay, we're gonna have to follow it now. Can I get a vehicle? Howard, is there a van or anything like that?
Of course there's a van! Okay.
Meanwhile, Stephanie's snack shack parks outside a wooden house painted blue and white. She's in her 20s, with dark, curly hair.
Thanks for calling me, Mrs. Cepeda. Where's that son of a bitch?
He's around the back, and up to no good. You'd better believe it.
Get the hell down here, Beasley.
Hey!
What are you doing home?
This is my home. It's not your home. I live here. What are you doing with Beasley?
Well, darn it. You know, he looked kind of sick to me, so I thought I'd just take him down to the vet and fix him up a little bit.
He doesn't look sick. You look sick. What'd you come back here for anyway?
Well, to tell you the truth, I thought that maybe we could patch things up. Sort of pick up where we left off. You know you want me back.
What is this? Quinn's Medical Research? You slide back!
The dog is on its last leg.
That's very funny. Why don't you get the hell out of here?
You know what I figure? I figure you owe me some money. So I'm just here to collect...
I owe you.
That's right.
I supported you. That was my money you used to buy your big red Darkmobile.
No. Damn it!
Stephanie starts on his red sports car with a baseball bat.
Do not hit that car!
He grabs her.
All right, look, this is your idea of playing hard to get. You can knock it off now.
You got me a mutation!
God damn it, don't ever call me that!
You don't even know what it means!
Yeah, well, I can find out!
Hey, you! You leave her alone!
Number five has seen the whole thing.
Oh, honey. Are you okay, honey?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Oh, and I thought he was going to be a nice one, different from the others.
Yeah, all right.
Well, he sure was better looking.
Well, looks aren't everything, Mrs. Cepeda.
See, hi. I know that every time I look at Mr. Cepeda. Honey, listen, I hate to tell you this, but you're the man from the city. He was snooping around again.
Oh, no, I told him all this is temporary. It's just until I can find homes for them.
Well, he says that 4 years is not so temporary. He's going to call the sheriff on you.
Oh, great. Maybe the sheriff would like a pet. Beasley! Beasley, come to me, baby! Good! Beasley!
Beasley, come here.
Did he scare you? Did he scare you, honey? I'm sorry.
I feel like I've been cooped up inside this lab forever.
Well, it's an opportunity to spread your legs. Good to smell the breezes, hmm?
Has it changed much out there?
Oh, yes, you can say that two times.
Hey, come on, you guys. Come on, get going. Scroder's coming up empty.
We're on our way, Howard, to the great outdoors.
Newton, you know what is out there in the great outdoors? Girls, with brassieres and legs. You have a working knowledge of girls?
No, but I read about them.
Well, then, maybe I can furnish you with some schematic drawings.
All right.
Hey, who told you could take number one?
Howard, logically, if we need protection from number five, this is the best weapon we could have.
Great, great. So instead of $11 million on the loose, we're going to have 22.
And plus, we are needing gas money.
Oh. Stephanie's cooking while she's on the phone.
I'm sorry, I have to draw the line at snakes. Yeah, I'm sure it would make a wonderful pet. But, wait, isn't there a home for cobras somewhere? Can you hang on for a second?
She peers out of a window into the night and sees her van rocking with a red light flashing inside.
Can I call you right back? Thanks.
She steps outside with her baseball bat.
Hey, get out of there!
She leaves the house.
Frank? Mr. Scummo?
The van's still rocking.
I know you're in there. Get out! Get out! I'll call the cops!
The red light flickers inside. The snack van's serving hatch opens, knocking her backwards. She stares in shock at number five.
Oh my God!
His eye lenses shine with a bright yellow light.
Oh my God! I knew they'd pick me. I just knew it.
She gets to her feet.
Hello? Well, I guess... Welcome to my planet! Boy, is this thrilling or what? don't be scared. I'm a friend. Friend?
She tosses the bat aside.
Do you know the word friend? Because that's what I am. I am a friend. So here I come. Nice and extremely friendly.
Number Five's messing around with the snacks he's found in the van. As he squirts tomato sauce from the bottle, Stephanie moves round to the driver's door.
Hi.
Oh?
It's me. So, this is Earth. I'm Stephanie Speck. No offense, but is that really you, or is that like a spacesuit and you're inside someplace, maybe just your brain in a little jar or something like that?
Malfunction.
Oh, you can talk.
Malfunction. Need input.
Input? That's information. Listen, I am full of it. Why don't you come on in my house and we could sit down and talk, get to know each other, communicate, input. Come on. It's okay. No, I mean, come with me. Nuh-uh. Come here. This way.
He imitates every gesture she makes.
Come here. Come on, walk this way. March, heel, giddy up. Forward.
Forward.
Forward, come forward. That's good. That's really good. Don't be afraid, guys. He's a friend. These are animals. They're lower life forms. They're always a little skittish around new people, aliens, whatever.
Malfunction. Need input.
Input. All right, right. You got it. Okay. This is a house. We live within it, inside it. We have a floor, see? And
good.
We have the opposite of a floor, which is a ceiling. Look up.
Ceiling.
We have windows and air. And look over here. Light. Music.
Ooh.
And look at this. This is a plant. See? And these are goldfish.
Ooh.
Don't touch. And look over there. See? These are ants. They're not ants. They're ants. It's an ant farm. And look, these are my bunnies, Edwina and Norman.
Norman.
Boy, I bet you got some amazing animals on your planet, huh?
Ooh.
Oh, good. There you go. This is Earth, where we are now. See? You are here. Here. Oregon.
Oregon.
Home of the beaver, famous for cherries.
Beavers, cherries, input.
I'm giving you great input.
More input, more input.
How about pictures? Do you like pictures? We have a lot of pictures here. A lot of them. This is a picture of an aardvark. See that? It's an aardvark. It's a mammal.
Input. Aardvark. Abyssinia. Adam. Dun. Adam. Dun. Adam.
Holy crow! You can read.
Ah, input. More input.
Okay, no problem. Volume 2, no problem.
Newton's driving the Nova van badly with Ben next to him.
Sorry.
This is very helpful for the neck.
Can you believe it's been about 5 years since I've driven?
I would say 10.
Well, it's all coming back to me, though.
You know what many people are liking at night?
What?
Headlights.
Oh, yeah. That's a lot better, thanks. Oh,
definitely.
Number Five is reading a massive encyclopedia at breakneck speed.
Ah, more input, Stephanie. More!
There isn't any more. You've read everything in the house.
Ooh! Animal, mammal, skunk!
Oh!
Vessel, container, drinking glass. Pasta, semolina, spaghetti!
That's food, very good.
Liquid spaghetti sauce.
Hey, look, this may be hilarious where you come from, but on this planet, it's considered rude.
Ooh, plant, fruit, oranges, apples, lemons, limes.
Oh, that's great. Thanks a lot.
Fabric, tablecloth.
No, not my dishes. Okay, God.
Breakfast table, American contemporary.
No! Oh, my china.
Numerous fragments.
Okay,
fine. Some large, some small.
Take a look at this. Look at that. See that?
Input.
Right, input. Good. Okay, here, you hold this. That's very good. And stay.
Number 5, watching the Three Stooges on the TV.
Okay, with your permission, I know no one's gonna believe me, and I'd like to know I'm not crazy, so look up.
Once she's taken his photograph, he once again becomes engrossed in the Three Stooges' antics.
Oh, Sharon, this is a barrel of monkeys. Oh, let us go scrape up some female chicks.
Well, don't we have to find a robot?
Pardon me for saying so, Newton, but you aren't becoming a drag strip.
Well, girls are not my best suit. Besides, we've got a job to do.
As we're fond of saying in my country, marketplace makes dull home for rodents.
Where are you from, anyway?
Bakersfield, originally.
No, I mean your ancestors.
Oh, damn. Pittsburgh.
The sun sets behind a bridge. Stephanie comes into the living room to find Number 5 still watching TV. He's flicking between channels.
Fluoride, the maximum fluoride protection.
It's a lie. I didn't do it. I wouldn't try anything on you, Tony. We're pals.
Sure, we're pals.
No, I didn't do it. You got me wrong. Listen, Tony, I brought you out here. I work with you. You're the last guy in the world. I tried to cross. You know that. You wouldn't do anything to me. Don't take me, Tony. Give me a chance. You can have anything I got. Anything.
Have you been watching all night? Come on. No, don't get up. I can take care of this. Haven't you had enough of this stuff? You know, you lose IQ points the longer you watch. There have been actual studies. Look, you're going to become the first alien couch potato, and I'm not kidding. Now give me that thing.
She switches off the set, then a small antenna emerges from the robot's head.
Have a heart. Don't cry, little girl. Smile your tears away and dozens of other hits all on this big 2-record set. Call now. Our operators are standing by.
Are you tired of bills piling up? Simplify your life with Accountant in a Can. And if you act now, we'll
okay.
send along this
you didn't
free
come
kit.
A million miles to do television Duracell commercials, did you?
Duracell.
Of course you didn't. Come on, there's something I want to show you outside. Come on.
Bird, Raven, never mind.
Now look.
Look.
No, there. See?
Oh, beautiful. Light bulb.
No, sun.
Beautiful, no sun.
Beautiful, sun.
Beautiful, rhinoceros, turtle, Volkswagen.
Oh, you mean with that fat little body? You can really see those things, huh?
Beautiful animal, mammal, canine, dog, mutt.
Beasley.
Beasley runs at Number 5.
Beasley, no. Stop it! No. Down! Beasley, down! What are you doing? Stop it!
The robot tumbles backwards over the veranda.
You okay? Say something.
Beautiful Stephanie.
She notices some writing on his undercarriage.
Saint Prototype Number 5, Nova Robotics, Damon Washington. You're a robot?
Yes.
I thought you were alive, Number 5. I let you tear my house to shreds, and you're a robot. You're a machine from that dumb Orlab place. God, I'm so stupid.
Stupid, foolish, gullible, doltish, dumbbell, lame-brain. Shut up, silence, hush, sit on it, can
boy, it. Am I the jerk of the world. You're just programmed.
Jerk of the world, turkey, idiot.
Well, I hope you're programmed to pay for the mess you made. What if there's a reward out for that thing? I could take care of as many animals as I want. Hello. Yes, I'd like to speak to one of your head warmongers, please.
Dr. Warmonger, Marner, I think this may be something.
Howard picks up the phone.
Hello.
Hello. I'd like you to know that I have one of your robots.
Thank you very much for calling, you know. Our people are on the way.
Head up! We've got it!
Schroeder and his men leave the building and head for their vehicles.
In the meantime, it's very important that you, you know, try to keep a safe distance.
How safe a distance?
Oh, well, see, it's malfunctioning, and, well, we have to disassemble it and check it out. See, it's a goofy little gadget, and just try to keep everyone as far away from it as possible, okay? Not that it's dangerous or anything like that.
How much is a contraption like that worth, anyway?
Worth? Oh, I don't know, a few hundred dollars, maybe.
No reward or anything like that for finding it, is there?
Well, we do have a daily tour of our facilities here.
You know, I might even be able to get you a student discount.
Hey, it's gone.
Gone.
Woolly mammals, sheep, source of sweaters.
Oh, no, never mind. I see it. Never mind. Go back to your nuclear warheads.
Number 5, studying some geese.
Hey, you, number 5. What are you doing? You're gonna scare my animals, bozo. Listen, I just called Nova, and they're coming out to get you. They're gonna give you a tune-up.
Tune-up? Input.
No, take you apart, find out which screw is loose.
Apart. Undone, dismantle, dissect, disassemble.
All right.
Jump!
Oh, look, it's a grasshopper.
Grasshopper. Orthopterous insect. Jump!
Oh, that's great, okay.
Number 5 gracefully jumps up and down on his tracks.
Now, come on. Hey!
Looking back at Stephanie, he jumps on the grasshopper.
Damn it, you clutch! Look what you did!
Error! Grasshopper disassemble. Reassemble.
Huh?
Reassemble.
I can't reassemble him. You squashed him. He's dead.
Dead?
Right. Dead as a doornail.
Reassemble, Stephanie. Reassemble.
I know you don't understand, but when you're dead, you're dead. That's just the way it is. Dead is forever.
Squash. Dead. Disassemble. Dead. Disassemble. Dead!
Hey, slow down!
No, disassemble!
Where are you going?
Escape.
Oh my God. Hey, you! Get out of my truck! Hey! Hey! Let me in! Let me in! No, don't!
You
open this
Number 5 scanning the operating instructions for Stephanie's truck. He inserts a metal finger into the ignition.
No, don't start my truck! You know how to drive!
While Stephanie tries to hang on, Number 5 puts the truck into gear and pulls away. She chases the truck up a hill, then jumps onto the back. Boost boxes are flattened as Number 5 swerves over the road. Stephanie manages to climb in through the back doors.
You better be held in short or you're gonna find yourself slapped with that humongous lawsuit!
As Stephanie's snack shack careers over the brow of a hill, two gardeners are sent flying. Number 5 swerves into a parked car.
Food bar 9. Luton, I'm seeing a blip on my scope. Drive slowly.
The van kangaroo hops.
Sorry. Luton, there it goes. It is moving at extreme velocity.
The snack shack tears round a corner on the wrong side of the road. Stephanie's joined Number 5 in the front.
Accurate, proper, correct, appropriate.
No, my side, over here, quickly! The right!
Left, right.
At a junction, they cause two cars to collide.
Look out!
They swerve again.
Oh God, my kitchen!
Vegetables spill out of the truck.
No!
she going? I thought Howard told her to stay put.
Hey, go figure out chicks, man.
Look out!
A low bridge slices off the top of the truck.
Oh, great. Nice work, Canhead. Thanks a lot.
Sorry.
Oh, no. Stop it now. Stop. Turn left or we're going to crash.
Left.
Turn. Turn.
Fish.
Look out.
Salmon. Sushi.
Oh, no. Jeez, number five. We're going to be killed.
Disassemble?
Yes, disassemble all over the place.
Disassemble? No!
He's about to drive over a cliff, and he breaks in the nick of time.
Escape! Escape! Flee! Hide! Refuge!
What are you afraid of? What's the matter with you?
Nova Robotics! Disassemble! Dead! Disassemble number five! Dead!
But you can't die. You're a machine.
No.
No, you're not a machine?
Yes!
Yes, you are, or yes, you're not?
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, not.
Talk about a malfunction.
Not malfunction, Stephanie. Number five is alive.
Just keep going straight. Just keep going straight. Okay, okay.
Yes.
All right, we're getting closer. Ben, we're getting closer.
I can sense it. I can
there
sense it.
There they are. Ben, do you see them? They're right there.
Number five sees Newton's truck.
Nova, disassemble. Dead. Disassemble number five. Dead.
Girlie! Girlie, come quick, girlie. Danger. Come on.
No. No disassemble. No disassemble number five.
Come on, you.
Oh, my God.
What planet is this guy from?
No. No disassemble.
Oh, number five, don't be scared. You just wait here a second. I'll be right back.
Stephanie walks over to Newton's truck while number five hides under a box.
On number one, come on.
Very good. Another robot.
Oh, jeez, another one. How many of these guys have you got, anyway?
Oh, you are a girl, right?
Yes, as far as I know. Hi, how are you doing? Your little brother's hiding in my truck.
I have seen some strange, bizarre drivers, but you will be awarded a cake.
Me? Talk to your robot, he did the driving.
Did you say the robot drove the truck?
Yeah, that's right, chum. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Oh, Bulldike, you cannot hold your water with that story, girl.
Hey, I was there, okay?
Are you sure you weren't doing any steering or anything like that?
Yeah, I like to drive off cliffs.
Well, there's no way my robot could have driven.
Are you calling me a liar?
No, but maybe you have amnesia.
Newton, we are wasting valueless time.
So, what are these guys used for, anyway?
This top secret...
Dr. Love? I'd like to get my robot back.
He knows that, but he's scared.
It's a machine. It doesn't get scared. It doesn't get happy. It doesn't get sad. It just runs programs.
Yeah, well, how do you explain that?
Newton's computer reads, number five, alive.
You see? He's scared that if you take him apart, he's gonna die.
Where'd you hear that?
Number five told me. Tell you if you just talk to him.
That's what I've been trying to do
for... No, I mean with your mouth. Watch.
Okay, Ben, this is the plan.
Number five, come on out. It's okay.
Is it cool?
It's okay. These guys aren't going to hurt you. They're your friends.
No disassemble?
No. They just want to talk to you.
Nearby, Scroder's convoy rounds a corner.
Come forward. Do you remember forward?
Come on, that's it.
I can't believe it's listening to her, not to us.
I am standing here beside myself.
Okay. Okay, now, you just tell them what you told me.
Number five, not just robot. No.
There it is! Move out!
Scroder's armed men leap into action and take up position. Ben pushes Stephanie to the ground.
Down, girlie!
Hey, no!
Number five shrinks down a little.
Look out, he's gonna shoot!
The soldiers open fire on him.
Stop, please! I have clearance!
Stand down! You quit doing that!
You think I'm doing this for my own self-gratification?
A red laser shoots out of number five's shoulder. As it hits a small speedboat, soldiers are thrown into the water by the blast. Scroder takes cover as another boat's hit. The marksman's bullets start to make an impact on number five's outer shell.
hold your fire!
Damn it, stop! Hold your fire!
Hold your fire!
Number five alive! Stephanie!
Number five, I'm sorry!
Stephanie!
You're paralyzing him!
I cut all its power! You can load it on the truck now!
What the hell is the matter with you, you four-eyed idiot?
Wait a minute! Wait a minute, what are you doing? Where are you taking him?
Okay, I want you guys to be
careful.
It is
not being him, it is only being wires and servo mechanisms and other such machine-type apparatus for the beat of sake. This set of beacon.
Now you have to turn him back on! He was talking before, like a real person, couldn't you see that?
Look, lady, all I can see was that something mechanical is screwed up and I'm gonna fix it, okay?
Okay, fine, you fix it, Einstein.
I plan to. And it's Crosby, Newton Crosby.
Stephanie Speck.
Nice meeting you.
Same here.
Ben!
Sir, Steph.
I want you to go with number five. Make sure they do not switch off the memory. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Bye-bye, goofy woman. I enjoyed repeatedly throwing you to the ground. Namaste, sir. Mm-hmm. Bye.
You can call me if you want to.
Call you?
To let me know if number five's okay.
Oh. Yeah, okay, maybe I will.
Well, don't do me any favors, Jack.
Being driven by one of Scrooge's men with Ben in the passenger seat. Number five's motionless in the back.
So there we are. We're on the top of Mount St. Helens, and we've got two flat tires.
Oh, dude,
now,
that's bad.
Now, Hazel's running around the parking lot.
Suddenly, number five wakes up.
That is a very funny American name, Hazel. Yeah.
He slowly lifts his head and opens his eyes. He looks to the front of the van.
I thought it was a nut.
That's an old name,
His gaze is drawn to his on button. Looking around the truck, he spots a small wrench.
She's running around trying to buy somebody's spare tire.
Checking that Ben and the driver are still chatting, he picks up the wrench with his eyebrows, then drops it on the button. It's a perfect hit, and as his lights come on, he slowly rises to his full height. He flicks open the circuit board on his chest and makes some repairs. Small sparks fly, but the two men don't notice. One of number five's arms is limp, so he removes it and takes a new one from a cupboard in the van. He attaches it, then flexes his metal muscles. His old arm falls on the floor. When the driver looks round, number five shushes him.
Sir?
Yes, sir.
Sir?
Oh my goodness gracious!
He can't shoot us with that laser, can he?
I am not knowing.
Would he kill me if I stop?
Who is to say?
Will he kill me if I don't stop?
Again, I am shrugging.
I'm stopping.
Good choice.
Number five, furious, livid, perturbed.
Okay, hold it right there.
Code 45, semi-automatic. Play-Doh.
What do we do now?
Well, I don't know about you, but I am planning to scream and run.
Good answer.
Oh!
Ben and the driver run to the side of the road and hide in a ditch. Having thrown out the driver's seat, number five adjusts the wing mirror, then drives off. He's happily driving along when he notices the computer screen that shows his location. A green light above his tracks is flashing in time with the beeping noise from the computer. He pulls off the tracking device. Meanwhile, Ben and the driver are sitting on a grass verge, trying to throw pebbles into a cup. A Nova truck pulls up, and Ben steps forward with an apologetic smile. Newton leans out of the driver's side and frowns disapprovingly.
Hi, honey. What is for dinner?
Number 5's driving along a quiet stretch of road when he sees a pickup truck travelling up a slope nearby. He turns his own vehicle so he can toss the tracking device into the back of the pickup.
Bingo!
Then he drives off down the road, flanked by green fields and hedgerows.
Cactus Easy Street is third and fourth, Lucky Sevens and Pacer in the rear. Now it's Double Trouble making a move on the outside rail and Cactus right behind. Jimmy's Folly is falling.
He changes radio stations. Seeming to like his latest choice, he nods his head in time to the music. He taps his fingers on the steering wheel and swings his head about. The truck veers from side to side on the road. Meanwhile, his tracking device is still safely ensconced in the back of the truck. The old couple driving get a shock when they find themselves being held at gunpoint at a roadblock.
Ready! Hey!
I hope you took the grass out of the glove compartment. Anything wrong, officer?
There's got to be a logical explanation for all of this. Oh, hey, maybe if it was programmed to think it was alive, then it could act alive, huh?
Maybe we have created another Frankfurter's monster.
Do I look like the kind of man who can actually hear his blood?
Howard, I think that something incredible is going on.
What's going on is we've got a red alert on our hands.
No, it's not dangerous. We just have to find number 5, get some answers.
There's only one answer.
Oh, right. Blast it off the face of the earth, huh?
Doctor. How many kids you got?
None.
Well, let me tell you something, Doctor. I got 3 of them. 3 dandy little scroters. And I want them to be adults, not barbecue. So don't you give me any of your bull.
I think I've got to alert the media. Now, Scroter's going to handle this from now on, and you stay at your terminal.
Howard, this is ridiculous. Think of it as a full-scale field test.
Use your terminal, and you're out of a job.
Howard, we are going to have to put up some roadblocks, and I'm going to need some Hueys.
Some what?
Helicopters, Howard.
Ben and Newton share a look.
Okay, Ben, this is the plan.
Wearing a dressing gown, Stephanie's running a bath when someone knocks at her door. She answers it with her hair in curlers, only to find herself face to face with a press pack.
Stephanie Steph?
Yes?
From KJMB News, can you please tell us something about the Nova robot?
Were
you scared?
No. Did he try to molest you in any way? No, he's not that kind of a robot.
Do you know that there's a $25,000 reward for anyone that turns it in?
No, I don't know anything about it. I don't know where he is.
Why haven't you gone to the police? Shouldn't you have gone to the police already?
Well, there you have it.
Yeah, you know where it is. For $25,000, I'm damn well gonna know where it is, too.
Stephanie's in her bath. Someone's knocking on the door.
Frank? Is that you, Frank? I'm warning you, I'm armed and dangerous.
The door flies open, and it's number 5.
Disguise! Camouflage! Hi!
Number 5! You got away?
Yep.
You can't stay here, they'll find you.
Stephanie, change color.
She covers herself.
Attractive! Nice software!
Well, you sure don't talk like a machine.
Alive, Stephanie! Number 5 alive!
Yes, I know you think you're alive, but those guys who built you say no way, and I don't know what to think anymore. But I know it's not safe for you here, so go on, get out of here. Go on!
Solitude. Isolation. Alone.
Oh, number 5, come on.
Lonely. Bum.
Number 5, please, if I went to jail, who would take care of my animals? You sure wouldn't. What are you doing?
A can of soup. A meal in itself.
All right. You can stay, but just for tonight.
Excellent.
And if they catch you here, I do not know you.
You got it.
Okay, man, let's do it.
This is the very first vehicle I have stolen in US of A.
Me too. It's kind of exciting, isn't it?
With excitement like this, who is needing enemas?
Look, Ben, we're doing the right thing. If they trash number five, we'll never find out what happened.
You're right. Go! Dr. Margaret. All right.
I knew you would try this. You're not going to make it, fellas. There are soldiers out there with bazookas and choppers or whatever the hell they call them now.
Howard, we've got to try anyway. You're a scientist. You understand?
I'm a businessman. I'm not a scientist anymore.
Damn you, Howard. 20 years ago, you would have chauffeured us in this situation.
Well, times have changed, because that was then and this is now. All right, now come on. Let's get back upstairs.
Oh, what the heck, Newton? Let us punch the sack. Tomorrow is the next day.
No. No. No! I'm going. Howard, shoot me if you have to.
I don't think I won't.
Oh, come on, Howard. You know you're bluffing.
Rod Rama, grant my wish.
All right, I'm bluffing.
Okay, thank you. Come on, Ben, let's get out of here.
Right, pretty good.
It doesn't matter anyway. The doors are electronically sealed.
Don't be too sure.
They open. Howard steps in front of the truck.
And you'll have to drive over me.
The way it's gotta be.
Oh, this is going to be very messy.
This is how I get the big bucks.
Newton drives out. Number 5's watching John Travolta in Saturday Night Fever on TV. As Travolta thrusts his pelvis and dances around the disco floor, Number 5 mimics his moves.
Yeah! Whee!
Travolta crosses his arms, then goes down onto his knees. Number 5 does pretty much the same, rising and falling on his caterpillar tracks. Number 5 thrusts his arms out disco style, then glides across the floor, letting out an excited whoop.
Woo! Yeah!
Oh, very good! Great!
Oh, hey, thanks!
Okay, turn off the TV. Come on, it's time for bed.
No.
Now Travolta's dancing with his leading lady.
The TV, it's time for bed.
Come on, Steph, lighten up. Let's give it a whirl.
Hey.
Yeah.
Listen, you. It's 3 a.m.
It's early.
I mean, don't you ever get enough? Wrestling, roller derby, Jimmy Swagger, the Three Stooges, give it a rest, will ya?
Larry, Curly, Moe.
Hey, you know what? You're not a bad dancer.
Dancing fool. Big finish.
Right. And then I'm going to bed, and in the morning, you have to find yourself a new home.
This home. Stephanie home. Number 5 home.
Oh, Number 5, you don't know what you're saying.
Number 5, no.
He swings Stephanie around. Now it's morning, and Frank's recklessly driving his red sports car along quiet residential roads. At Stephanie's, Number 5's watching the Three Stooges whilst baking.
Okay. To make these golden fluffy pancakes, add flour, milk, and eggs.
He puts eggs into the bowl, still in their shells.
Mix thoroughly.
The batter mix flies everywhere.
Still lumpy.
Milk, eggs, and flour splash out of the bowl.
Marvelous. For crisp yet moist potatoes,
Brown on one side, then turn over.
They're still in the pack.
This'll be some good slop.
Is something burning?
Morning.
Oh, number five. Good morning.
Sleep well?
You're making me breakfast, aren't you?
Pancake surprise.
Oh, number five, you're so sweet. Oh, no. It's the revenge of the mutations. Listen, why don't you turn that stove off, and I'll be right back.
Wait, it'll get cold.
At the door.
What are you doing here, creep?
Oh, good morning. You know, I saw you on TV last night on the news.
Yeah, I'm a real big celebrity.
You know that there's a reward out for that robot? $25,000?
No, I don't know anything about it. Why don't you get off my property?
She slams the door on Frank, who's carrying a rifle. With a sly smile, he gets the spare key off the doorframe and opens the door.
Oh, no, Steph.
Leave me alone!
Now, Frank, where is it? I know
here.
You know where it is.
Get out of here before I call the cops.
Stephanie Beckman!
Whoa!
Oh.
Pancakes, hash browns,
$25,000. Don't worry, we'll split it. 20 for me, 5 for you.
Okay, but listen, you gotta talk computer, Tim. Tell him exactly what you're doing, exactly where you're going, or it's not gonna move an inch, honest. Number five, this is Frank.
How, robot? Me friend.
No, talk computer, not Apache.
Fresh OJ? Not from concentrate.
Thanks. Listen, what do you say we jump in my car, we'll take a ride, I'll take you home.
Tell him where home is.
Home is Nova.
Nova? No! No, disassemble!
Grab number five, run!
Come on, Traps, don't fail me now!
Run!
What? No.
Get
off of me!
Now.
Frick, you little bitch!
Oh, is this me? I'll give my $5,000!
Yeah, I'll show you how stupid I am. Guess
you
can help me catch it.
No, I'd rather die
first. Hi.
Number five's taken Frank's car apart.
Piece of cake.
Oh my God, my car.
Ah, way to go, number five.
Frank takes aim.
Oh my God, no!
Hey, Pilgrim, that lights up parted my hair. If you want to play rough, I can sure oblige ya.
How can he do that?
Whoa!
He tosses a disc like a coin.
Frankie, you broke the unwritten law. You ratted on your friends. When you do that, Frankie, your enemies don't respect you. You got no friends no more. Got nobody, Frankie.
Pretty good, huh?
Unbelievable! Look out!
How about that? A goddamn robot.
Oh!
Oh, Stephanie, get off me!
No,
not disassemble Stephanie!
Frank's about to hit number five with an iron bar. Number five zaps the bar with a red laser, breaking it apart, then burns the brim of Frank's baseball cap. He zaps the heels of his cowboy boots, then his belt buckle. Frank's trousers fall down.
I'm calling Nova, and I'm calling the cops. And as for you, you little pain in the neck, you better not come crawling back to me, because now it's over.
Good! Okay, come on. They're going to be after you. We got to get out of here now.
Newton and Ben.
So now I am having no job to speak about. I will have to smack the sidewalk.
I'm not going to let that happen. You're not going to get fired. I'm not going to get fired because we're going to find number five intact.
Very good.
That's right, Howard.
It's Scrotum.
Scrotum.
She's headed. All roads are blocked. Her only chance is a back road into the hills. We'll concentrate our search there.
Stephanie and number five are on the road again.
Where the hell are we?
New York City.
No, I don't think so. Try the other side.
Okay. Oh, Texaco.
Great. Well, I'm lost. I don't know where to go.
Strategy.
What about it?
Need some. Quick.
You're right. What we need is somebody to make those bozos listen.
Not bozos.
What?
One bozo. Newton Crosby, PhD.
A malfunction. He's the enemy. He can't help.
Couldn't hurt.
You know, I know why number five took a liking to her. If it did have that capability, which it doesn't, but if it did. I mean, I think she's kind of pretty, don't you think?
I am thinking she is a virgin. Or at least she used to be.
Hello, Crosby?
Good and Howard.
I know you're listening, so pick up the mic.
This is Crosby. How's your back, Howard?
Oh, just hunky-dory, thanks. I just swore out some warrants for your arrest.
Oh, good golly.
But because I'm a nice guy, I'm going to give you one last chance. I got a phone call from that loony in the lunch wagon. She wants to see you. Only you.
She does?
Oh, her pants are blazing for you, Newton Crosby.
Will you grow up? I'll be there, Howard, on one condition. No Schroeder. Is it a deal?
It's a deal.
Where does she want to meet?
The Black Lion Inn.
Moments later, Newton slams on the brakes outside the Black Lion Inn. He fusses with the road map, then climbs out, looking nervous.
Good luck, sir.
Ben drives off, leaving Newton standing alone, taking deep breaths to calm himself. He sees Stephanie's van pull up and grins nervously, before pulling a solemn face as she steps out and walks over to him.
Hi.
He's hidden, far away. He's scared of you guys, you know.
Do I get him or not?
First we talk, inside. My ex-boyfriend's room here.
Ex?
Hi, how you doing?
I'm fine, good to see you.
Yeah, ex, so what?
Nothing.
Okay, here's the deal. Number five is alive. I mean, he is really alive, like you and me. See?
Mm-hmm. I understand. They can seem quite lifelike, but they are still machines. Just like your stereo or your vacuum cleaner.
No, I know he's a machine. You're a machine, I'm a machine, we're alive. How it happens, who the hell knows, but it has happened.
Okay. Believe me, I am not against the idea that that could happen, but you see, I built the machine from scratch. And alive, alive. That doesn't compute.
I know. It's not your everyday event, but somehow, it's true.
And Guerrero steps to the plate. The pitch. And it's a long line drive to deep left center. Hyde is going back for it. He's...
Uh-oh.
Robot alert. Number five loaded. Engage and capture. Do not destroy.
Have you thought about what you're doing? Trying to hide something like this? If you want to help number five, let me have it back. It's malfunctioning and it needs to be repaired.
Life is not a malfunction.
Ah.
Number five, access code 29. Stay where you are. Number huh? five, come back.
Number one, you're out of there.
Another robot.
Number five, stay where you are.
Oh my gosh.
Number five hastily rolls towards a wooden hut.
Tools, hammer, axe. Ah, rope, 3/4-inch double braid. Perfecto.
Escape robot fights for his life. Film at 11.
Target inside. Fire.
Whoa!
Capture and hold. Elevation 16 nauticals. Visibility 5 feet, 2 feet, no feet.
Hey, laser lips. Your mama was a snowblower.
Number two trundles off in pursuit, then stops and looks around. Suddenly, a rope tightens around its back wheel and is lifted into the air, swinging from a tree.
That whaps you up, you wascoey robot.
Target located. Elevation 16 degrees. Fire.
Holy moly!
Elevation 22 degrees. Access jaw 17 degrees.
Number five deflects number three's laser with a rock.
Temper, temper!
Fire.
Number five speeds towards a wooden outhouse, but then veers away, sending the other robot crashing into it.
Don't lie to Mac.
Well, when you gotta go, don't squeeze the Charmin.
A short while later, Number 5's putting the finishing touches to his computerized compadres. His dexterous metal fingers move at lightning speed as he rewires their circuitry. Suddenly, he spots a convoy of high-tech military vehicles closing in.
Oh no! Nova!
Let me tell you something. I don't like these Nova guys any more than you do. In fact, I don't care if they ever get Number 5 back, but I want to see it.
If I show you where he is, do I have your word? You will not experiment on him, you will not flip his switches, and you will not take him apart.
Absolutely. You have my word.
Okay. He's out back. I'll take him.
Well, while you're at it, young lady, you can take me too.
Scroder!
Terrific job, Crosby. Thanks for the help.
No, I...
Number 5 crashes in. Stephanie tries to get up. Using a table as a shield, Number 5 charges an armed Nova agent at the bar. Another agent gets a bottle smashed over his head by a waitress.
Here's your table, sir. No, no, please, no autographs, sir. Come, Stephanie, we be jamming.
Number 5 makes good their escape by smashing through another wall. Newton tries in vain to stop Scroder and his convoy, but they tear off in pursuit of Stephanie's snack truck.
Great idea, Newton Crosby, PH dork!
Discovering a sunroof, Number 5 flips it open.
What are you doing?
Keep driving!
He's peering out of the sunroof, surveying the terrain. Suddenly, he takes aim at a roadside tree with his shoulder-mounted laser weapon, and his eyes glow red.
Step on it!
Okay, hold on!
The truck only just clears the tree before it falls and blocks the way for their pursuers.
I have had it! I have had it! This was a precision operation!
Scroder, you set me up!
Crosby, I'm telling you right now, this little fart of a robot is beginning to give me the red ass! Where the hell are those other robots? They should have cut Number 5 to pieces by now!
The Nova crew draw their weapons when the other robots appear as the Three Stooges.
Who's asking? A wise guy.
Excuse this. Newton smirks at the comic routine. On the performing military trio, twigs and moss have been used for eyebrows and facial hair. It's dusk, and Stephanie's snack shack trundles over an arid, dusty terrain.
Cars. Dumb machines.
That creep. I should have known every time I think a guy's gonna be okay, turns out to be a real jerk. They're all alike, all of them.
Stephanie.
Well, the next time they mess with us, we're gonna kick ass.
Kick ass? Donkey, mule, burro.
One of them comes near you, you blast him. Just burn his butt with your laser.
Burn?
Yeah.
No. No disassemble.
Oh, Number 5, come on. They deserve it.
Stephanie.
I'm sorry. I don't know what to do anymore.
Oh, take heart, little lady. I'll fix their wagon.
Now a Nova truck pulls up outside the Black Lion Inn, where Newton's sitting on a bench. From the driver's side, a confused Ben looks over at him. Newton waves, and Ben checks his surroundings with a furrowed brow.
Well, the cat is dragged in a sight for four eyes, that is for sure. You look dreadful. What happened? Where is Number 5?
I saw something incredible. I saw three robots totally reprogrammed in 10 minutes. I saw Number 5 crash through a wall, grab the girl, I think it was rescuing her, crash through another wall and drive away. It was screaming her name.
Now, wait a minute. If you're thinking what I am thinking you're thinking, then you're thinking that that female chick is some sort of super hacker or something.
Sure, she's a super hacker. First she cracked the Nova access code, then she deciphered the language I invented, all while we were sitting in the bar. Which was great.
Oh, really? Tell me, what happened?
Well, we were interfacing, operating on the same wavelength.
Very good, my advice helped then. But what happened? Did she stick her tongue down your throat?
No.
Come on, sit in the van and tell me. I want to know. Yes, sir. Yes, come on, Newton. Oh, my goodness. I am sporting a tremendous worry right now. Come on, tell me, Newton.
Our hands came really close to touching. And she said I had really nice eyes.
Really brown eyes.
And then Schroeder came in with his Gestapo and ruined it all.
Oh, those bunch of male-type organs.
Right.
Is what I'm meaning.
Well, that's the RF receiver. It's still tuned to number 5's wavelength, right?
Yes, but only if it is less than 20 feet away.
The back of the truck opens.
Hello, bozos.
Guys, it's Howard. If you don't return my van in 50...
The receiver gets zapped.
Benjamin Javits to you. Delete.
No, wait. Rethink yourself.
Exit. Depart. Leave.
Hear my dust, Newton Crosby. Let us break wind.
Newton Crosby, no run, no talk. Drive. Today, Crosby, today!
Looking a bit bewildered, Newton starts the truck, then drives away. Stephanie's lying asleep in the darkness when light fills the back of the food truck momentarily and wakes her. She sits up. Newton parks nearby, then steps out of the Nova truck. As he's making his way over to her truck...
All right! Where's number 5? What did you do to him?
You've got to control yourself just a tad.
Hello. Hi.
You kidnapped him?
Kidnapped. Shanghai. Hijacked.
Outstanding.
Communicate. Need input. I have questions, queries, posers.
You and me both.
Well, good. We go up there, sit down, look at the stars, talk to each other, get to know each other, man to man.
Yes. Beautiful stars, better see.
Beautiful stars, better see.
Oh, my God. Are all geniuses as stupid as you? He means it's a beautiful view of the stars. I think he speaks very well for a 4-day-old.
Later.
Come, come. Input, input. Beautiful.
Right. One more time from the top. Who is your programmer?
Me.
Number 5 opens up his circuitry box.
You rewired all your switches. No wonder you're malfunctioning.
Switches are my switches. Life, not malfunction. Not malfunction. I am alive.
No, you're not. You can't be. There's got to be another explanation.
Okay. What? Sorry, time's up.
Wait a minute. I'm thinking.
Newton sets down his lamp on a rock.
Could be any number of mechanical possibilities. Entrance of moisture into the system?
Mm-mm.
Heat expansion.
Try again.
Vibration damage.
No way, Jose. I'm fit as a fiddle.
Okay. Then why did you ignore your programming?
Programming says destroy. Is disassemble. Make dead. Number 5 cannot.
Why? Why cannot?
Is wrong. Incorrect. Newton Crosby, PhD, not know this?
Well, of course I know it's wrong to kill, but who told you?
I told me.
Later.
Patty cake, baker's man.
Bake me a cake as fast as you can. Here, I brought you some soup. It's getting cold.
Thank you.
Convinced yet?
Well, I got one.
He tears some paper from a pad and pours soup onto it, then folds the paper in half.
There we go. Patty cake, patty cake. Number 5, what do you make of this?
Wood pulp, plant, vegetable, tomato, water, salt, monosodium glutamate.
Okay, thank you. Now you're talking like a robot.
And resemble, look like... butterfly. Bird. Maple leaf.
Where? Okay, here's your oscillating circuit. Goes down right. And then here's And why'd you do this? Why'd you do this? This, you shouldn't even be operating if this goes into... Well, let me get my other one.
He trips over. Looking at his shoelaces, he sees they've been tied. Now it's daytime. As the sun peeks over the horizon, Stephanie's still lying asleep. Newton's looking at number five and struggling to stay awake. He takes a slug of his coffee. Suddenly he looks up and smiles.
I got it. Oh! I got it! All right, this is it! Now listen close. There's a priest, a minister, and a rabbi. They're out playing golf, and they're trying to decide how much to give to charity. So the priest says, well, we'll draw a circle on the ground, we'll throw the money way up in the air, and whatever lands inside the circle, we'll give to charity. The minister says, no, we'll draw a circle on the ground, we'll throw the money way up in the air, and whatever lands outside the circle, that's what we give to charity. The rabbi says, no, we'll throw the money way up in the air, and whatever God wants, he keeps.
Newton looks deflated.
Oh, I get it.
What's the matter? Is he laughing?
Yeah! Yeah! And the joke wasn't even that funny, and I think I screwed up the punchline!
Whatever God wants, he keeps.
Oh, you look kind of shook up.
Yeah, it's really true. Spontaneous emotional response.
I am alive, yes?
Yes!
Newton and Stephanie hug and kiss.
Hey, I hope you bought enough for everybody. Give me one too, Steph. Ooh, right on the sensor.
Scroder's convoy of vehicles is approaching.
Danger! Nova!
Newton springs into action.
All right, come on back, come on!
Why? Just tell them he's alive!
Well, it doesn't look like they want to hear that.
Wait a minute, the plan was we convince you, then you convince them. Damn it, Crosby, you lied to me again!
The vehicles are approaching at speed, churning up clouds of dust. Armed men in security buggies weave between the desert bushes, while Newton and Stephanie hit the road in the truck. A truck stops, then marksmen get out and take up position.
Deploy! Hit it! Deploy!
Newton stops the truck.
The army! The real army!
Your target is there, gentlemen!
Crosby! If I were you, I would come out of there! Stat!
These guys are really severe.
Weapons, M60 machine guns, 40mm grenade launchers.
Let me handle it. Hi, Howard! Scroder, how you doing?
Howard!
We're fine. Number five is right here with us. I've got it completely under my control.
Another lie.
I'm lying to them, not to you.
It's still lying.
We're coming out now.
Howard! They're cooking something up. I can smell it. We've got to fry them now, Howard.
Don't you dare shoot your stupid guns!
Where's number five?
He's fine. He's in the van.
Okay. Why don't you and the young lady just get away from the van and let us handle it?
Yes, Stephanie. Get away. Danger.
Now listen. I was able to activate the voice command module.
We're going to have to ask you to surrender the robot.
No.
Stat? What does that mean anyway?
I don't know. But that's not the point. We need that robot.
Howard, listen. I know what the malfunction is.
Sorry, Crosby. We can't take any more chances. We're not losing that thing again.
Howard, if you just come over and inspect the unit, it's just
fine. You're a defensive liars!
As soon as they're clear, open!
open fire!
What the hell have you done?
Frodo! I'll take care of this.
No, you're not taking over. Don't listen.
Number 5 leaps out of the truck and the soldiers open fire.
Don't shoot! Don't shoot! He's alive! He's alive! Hold on, Howard! You're making the biggest mistake in history! He's alive! I can prove it!
A helicopter appears and swoops in close to the ground. It passes over the Nova men, then opens fire on number 5. Stephanie and Newton look on in horror as number 5's bombarded with heavy-duty ammo. The robot keeps on running, but the chopper turns and comes back. Number 5 looks up just as the chopper swoops in for the attack. The missile finds its target and number 5 explodes in a ball of flames. As the Nova men celebrate, Newton gets to his feet with a look of horror. Clouds of black smoke are spewing out of number 5's burning shell. Newton goes to Stephanie, who's sitting on the ground in tears, and puts his hands on her shoulders. She buries her face in his chest.
You know, I'm gonna tell you something. You want a tree?
Well,
this,
sure.
This ain't gonna do nothing for me. I can use that on my TV set. No, I'm gonna shoot something.
Soldiers are walking off with number 5's parts.
Oh my God, get me out of here!
She runs over to the truck, but the door's locked. Schroeder goes up to Howard.
Magnificent! Magnificent! Now that, my friend, is how you kick ass.
Years of research are down the tube and you're happy as a pig in slop.
Just doing my job, sir.
Maybe from now on you can do it somewhere else.
A group of soldiers carry off number 5's broken base and runners. Now, Newton's truck's making its way along a winding road through the mountains. In the driver's seat, Newton takes his eyes off the road briefly to look at Stephanie.
Are you going to be okay?
I don't think so. Not for a while. I'm sorry you lost your job. But I'm really glad you quit Nova. What are you going to do now?
I don't know yet. My dad left me a few acres up in Montana. I hear it's beautiful there this time of year.
Great idea! I say we cruise on up there and check it out. Hi, honey! I'm home!
Number 5?
With number 5 completely unscratched in the pack, Newton parks the truck in a lay-by.
Oh, number 5! Stephanie. Oh, God! It's so good to see you! I thought they blew you up!
Counterfeit facsimile replica!
He made a duplicate of himself from all these spare parts! That's incredible! This guy's a genius!
Well, above average.
Oh, number 5, you are great! You are outstandingly great! What's our next move?
Well, come on, let's do like he says. We'll go to Montana.
Yeah.
I've got 40 acres up there. Great for him to hide out, soak up input.
Oh, I don't know. I have responsibilities here. What about my animals?
Come on, Stephanie.
Wait a minute. Did you say 40 acres?
Uh-huh.
Listen, do you like animals?
Oh, yeah. Well, how many animals are we talking about?
Great. I drive. You two work this out.
He tosses the driver's seat out of the truck, then shuts the door.
Yo!
Stephanie and Newton join him in the front.
Number 5, stupid name. Want to be Kevin or Dave?
Just watch the road, okay?
Maybe Johnny. Yeah, Johnny 5. That's cool.
Feels like I came alive just yesterday.
Give me 5.
Feels like I'm always gonna feel this way. Hearts haven't set in motion, worlds haven't turned around. When you've been lost, you know when you've been found. Easy to hide and live your life.
Gonna be dancing too in your eyes.